Amazing singer-songwriter James Arthur's debut single, Chantel's Impossible, it debuted at number one on the UK singles charts in 2012 and went on to sell over 2.5 million copies worldwide. Say He Won't Let Go, well, it gave him his second chart topper, selling more than 2 million copies worldwide and racked up 4 billion streams and 1.5 billion views on YouTube. And as if those figures weren't mind-boggling enough, James is one of the world's biggest streaming artists with over 38 million monthly listeners on Spotify alone. He's had top five studio albums, including two number ones, 38 singles, including eight as a featured artist, and 30 music videos. His latest, his fifth album, Bittersweet Love, it became his second UK album number one in February. And he's now on his Bittersweet Love World Tour UK dates here in 2024. He's already played sold-out gigs in Bournemouth, Birmingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, Hull, Glasgow, Manchester and London Wembley. I could say just about everywhere he goes, couldn't I? And he's also got huge gigs ahead of him, including Swansea, Newmarket, Market Raisin, Belfast, Galway, plus Leeds Millennium Square on July the 12th, Wigan, Robin Park on July the 17th, and a very special homecoming at Middlesbrough Riverside Stadium on June the 8th. There'll be full details and all the ticket links with this post. And I'm just so pleased to say that to tell us all about it, I've got the man himself. Hey, James, that's some introduction. How's things?
Yeah, that was a hell of an introduction. Thank you. Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Thanks for that. That made me sound very decorated. So.
Well, you are very decorated. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
Yeah, I forgot I was about to do an interview there for a second, just listening to all the
accolades.
Yeah, the accolades you just reeled off there. That was that's kind of cool. I don't often take stock of the things that I've achieved, so it's kind of cool to hear them out loud.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to actually list them, and they come straight to hand. Now, you've got a big summer ahead of you. You've got some very special dates. What can fans expect on this tour in terms of kind of the set list, performance? Any exclusives? What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, so those that came to the UK arena show could probably expect a similar experience in these kind of outdoor open air gigs that we're doing this summer. It was such a success, and that show was curated from 2 months on the road previous, just dialing in that set list and trying to make put together a show that would be fit for the rest of the year and for all these different sites. We're doing a few sort of like stadiums and things out in Europe as well, so yeah, anyone that came to the arena show or have maybe seen some clips from that, as far as the it's the most sort of production heavy things, sort of screens and fire. And so I've never done all the kind of, you know, bells and whistles production like I have on this run. So yeah, a real spectacle. Yeah. You know, it's always just been about the music, whereas now it's much more of a show.
I'm sure everything is, isn't it, these days? But at the end of the day, it does come down to the music. I'm just going to reel off a few more of those. It's Naked, Rewrite the Stars, Trainwreck, Lasting Lover, Cars Outside. Will we gain all those?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's like I say, we really dialed in the set at the beginning of this year, and it features all the quote-unquote hits and things that the big streamers that I think people, the general public, would want to hear at a James Arthur concert. But it also has a thread of new music through there as well, and it showcases sort of moments throughout my career and songs in my catalogue that I love and that have always gone down well live as well. So I think it's a good little good journey that will take us on.
Well, we'll talk about the new music and the album in a second, James, but I just wanted just to obviously mention the one of the big gigs you've got there is the Middlesbrough Riverside Stadium on June the 8th. Now, obviously, that's going to be a very special homecoming. You've previously suggested that the set list might change to reflect that a little. Are you planning special treatment of, let's cut to the chase, of the new album track, Homecoming?
Yeah, I think that would be it's only right to for that to have its debut at the Riverside, probably. I've toyed with the idea of playing it out in Germany because I'm going to be there for a week prior to doing the Riverside. So that'll be the sort of dress rehearsal for for the Riverside show. Maybe it would be wise to try it a couple of times out there. Although I guess people in Germany won't care much about Red Car Beach, but
it'll get its official debut at the Riverside.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it'll be a special moment, providing I get it right. It'll be a good moment.
How emotional will you get actually being on that stage singing your material?
Oh, it's a good question, because I think I've tried to sort of put it out of my head as much as possible. I don't think I've tried not to to think about it too much, to be honest. Because it's such a huge milestone. It's going to be a fairy tale, really. I'm going to be living out a wild fantasy by playing at the Riverside. And so I think to think about it too much could be a mistake for me. I think I need to just take it in my stride when I'm there and try and enjoy it.
Well, let's not forget, this is not just any old Middlesbrough venue, is it? You're on hallowed turf. You're on your home of your beloved Middlesbrough FC. So I've got to ask you the obvious one. If you could choose, then, would you rather be playing your music to fans on the pitch or scoring a goal to get you in the Premiership?
Right, now you're asking. That's a tough one, because there's not many things in life I would want more than to see Borough back in the Premier League, to be quite honest with you. But I suppose for selfish reasons, it's a bucket list thing for me to do this. So me playing there would maybe just pip the scoring the winning goal, I think, although that sounds pretty cool as well.
It sounds cool, doesn't it? Hey, and listen, you've got some great big derbies next year, not least of all the Sunderland match, but you've also got a lot of Yorkshire teams next year, Sheffield United and Wednesday, and you've got Hull and Leeds as well.
Yeah. To be fair, there's some Borough fans that see those as more, as more bitter rivalries. And I know Leeds has always been a big game with Borough as well. And so, there's a lot of Yorkshire teams in there.
Will they actually get to some of the matches, James? Have you managed to still get back there?
Over the years, I've either been able to do it a lot or not at all. And with this year and next year being quite heavy touring years, I doubt there'll be, too many opportunities for me to get up there. But, whenever I can, I will do that. Being a dad now as well, it's less easy to nip back to the North East.
But you'll not be missing out on the June the 8th fixture.
No, sir. No, I'll be bells on.
I've got to say, you're also playing a brand new live music venue, Robin Park Arena, on Wednesday, July the 17th, so at Wigan. How does it feel to be filling these big football stadiums?
I mean, it's. I couldn't possibly put it into words. I mean, I'm very humble, to be honest. It's testament to the body of work, I suppose, and it's been a long road. It's been 12 years now since I started in this game, and it's just really nice to see that work bearing fruit now, and all these amazing things coming to fruition. I've got a catalogue of platinum songs now and stuff in it, and when I play these songs in these big venues, it does feel like the right place to be playing songs of that magnitude. They're bigger than me now, so I just feel like I'm serving the public and I want to play it to as many people as possible.
Yeah, do you still feel songs like Say You Won't Let Go belong to you or belong to the public these days?
I think more so the public, for sure. I mean, having sat back and watched that song in particular become part of people's lives and important moments in people's lives, it definitely feels more like it belongs to them now. I barely have to sing that song live. It's great. I get a bit of voice rest on that one during the show.
Yeah, bit of Lewis Capaldi going on there. They'll join in and they'll finish it for you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But in terms of obviously the music, it's changed, hasn't it? I mean, it was all about singles and albums, and it's still about the albums, but now it's about the streams, isn't it? The singles seem to be just a secondary nature.
Yeah, well, I just think that it's just music, the way it's consumed now. It's much more disposable, and people release more music these days, and obviously we give them away for not very much, and you just have to just hope that stuff connects. Really, it's it's kind of good and bad, really. I love, you know, I'm quite prolific as a songwriter, and I like to make a lot of music. I like to put a lot of music out, so it suits me in some ways. But then in other ways, it feels more challenging to get stuff to stick, because I think people are just always looking for the next thing, and I think streaming has kind of made that a thing.
I think when we do things like launching YouTube channels or, you know, just social media, I got a bit obsessed by it. Just kept checking the numbers to see that, you know, the numbers were going up. How are you with the streams? Do you keep checking? Do you keep thinking, go on, let's get another billion?
It's fun watching the big ones. You know, like my top five on Spotify. It's cool to see, you know, when you go and have a look at the last 28 days and you see that, I mean, particularly Say You Won't Let Go, it's still streaming, you know, at least a million times a day. So, you know, you can expect it to be doing 30 million streams a month, which is wild.
It's bonkers, isn't it? Just amazing. Yeah. In terms of what hits that are obviously catch fire and very popular, I've got to talk about Bittersweet Love. Great album. Got some fine music on there. But, you know, things that have come from that. For instance, the surprise track that he ended up doing with Kelly Clarkson, From the Jump, a kind of powerful duet version of it. How did that come about?
Well, I think when I wrote that song, I was quite excited about the fact that it was different. You know, it had some country elements and stuff that I'd not really explored too much before. And the people around me, my A&Rs, my team internally, they were all saying this is crying out for a duet, and we all felt that, you know, somebody that's got credibility in the country world, and obviously in pop music, which is essentially what it is, you know, would be great. And Kelly Clarkson really crosses over into both those genres, and we reached out to her and she was lovely and said, you know, we jumped at the chance.
Love it. But we actually asked our readers if they got any questions for you, and I got a really good one from a guy called John Blow, who's on X at John Blow 91. And one of the things he asked is, will you ever perform From the Jump in concert with Kelly Clarkson?
I mean, I think there's every chance, yeah. We recently did it on her daytime TV show over in New York. Maybe when I'm back out in America, there's more chance of it happening out there if anyone's out there. But you never know these things. It just depends on if our paths cross and our, you know, schedules meet up, I guess.
Well, the guest that you have got, I'm just going to remind everybody, I think McFly are joining you as guests at Middlesbrough, and you've got Gabrielle and Scouting for Girls at Wigan Robin Park. Have you got any other guests you can tell us about?
Yeah, well, I mean, at Middlesbrough, obviously McFly. Yeah, that's huge. That's a really cool one. And I'm also I'm on the hunt for a local act. Me and my sister and her partner have got a promotion, and they've, you know, we basically put on a battle of the bands throughout the Northeast to try and find a band that can open that show. So that's a cool one. You know, if you want to keep that's. Going to be cool to hopefully discover somebody there. But then, yeah, just there's a few acts. Ella Henderson, there's an artist called Neve that just toured with me in both Europe and the UK. She's going to join me in a couple of the summer shows in Cornwall and in Ireland. So, yeah, I'm excited to...
You love collaborating as well, don't you? I mean, there's obviously a big list of people that you've collaborated with over the years. Is there anybody that's like on the bucket list, people that you still want to work with?
Yeah, I love collaborating. I try not to think about it too much. I mean, because I learned quite early on in my career that the way that these collaborations happen is always pretty organically. It's sort of like if you cross paths with somebody, you know, everybody's got names on a list, I think, that they want to work with, but it doesn't really work like that. You can't really.
The one thing that you can guide is what comes next. So just finally, Jim, just wanted to... I mean, obviously, you've just hit number one with your latest album, but I suppose you're always thinking about the next one. Are you writing already? Does that always happen? What's coming next?
Yeah, I've been working on a new project behind the scenes. I started writing it in November last year, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's it's something that I want to get finished and get out, you know, sooner than I did the last album. I don't like to take too long, you know, as long as I've taken between albums, 2 years. I think nowadays, like we just talked about, the way people consume music and the momentum and everything, it's just, you know, I want to keep putting out music.
You're a machine. You keep going, mate. And what great music you're providing with us. James, I could speak to you all afternoon, but I know you've got a very hectic schedule, and it's just been a pleasure to actually have you on the phone for a quarter of an hour. Thanks very much for that. Can't wait to see you. Just remind everybody, Middlesbrough, June the 8th, Leeds, July the 12th, Wigan, July the 17th. You've got Swansea, Newmarket, Margate, Rays, Belfast and Galway. Full details and all ticket links will be with this post. James, thank you ever so much for your time.
Thanks for your time, mate. Thanks for your good chat. Cheers.